All right, I think we're live. Says that we are live. What's up, everybody? I'm gonna check all the things here and make sure that it is indeed streaming. Okay, looks like we are good on X.
All right.
Okay, X is good. Let's go check the YouTubes. I have a second screen today because I'm at home. I'm not at Bitcoin Park. So I'm able to see a little bit more information here. Looks like X is live. I'm not sure why zap.stream is not live. Oh, geez. Okay, let's see here. Maybe I'm not going to get zap.stream to work today. Maybe what we'll do is we'll do a Freedom Tech weekend on how to stream to zap.stream, and then y'all can figure it out right along with me. Because I put all the data in there, but it's not working. So looks like, sorry, zap.stream users, that's not going to happen. But let me get YouTube. That one should be streaming. Looks like I don't have a title. Better naming these things. Jeez. Okay. Well, I am live on YouTube, so that's good. How do I give it a name? Here we go. All right. We're going to call this Learn to Control All Your AI Using MCP and Goose. Let's just go with that name for now. Save. Okay. This will all be done in future streams. I'm going to get a lot of this stuff figured out. Now I know why people have like that 5-minute countdown leading up to it so they can get all this shit in order first. But cool. Now if I go to live, should be good. Sweet. Okay. Live. Let me listen to it real quick. Okay. Thanks everybody for being patient while I figured that out. We currently have one person watching on YouTube. Let's open up X as well. Man, I really need to name this before I go live in the future because the title is just Live with Restream. Great. What a rookie mistake. Okay, so now maybe I can tweet this out, post this. Okay, cool. So now I'll grab a name. Okay. Sweet. I'm going to quickly let the Nostr folks know that, sorry, zap.stream is not working, but they can watch it on YouTube. Okay, I will grab Post. Cool. All right. Well, that was 6 minutes of your life wasted. Unless you enjoy learning right along with me on how the heck we do these streams. So I'm using Restream, and Restream lets you set up like all sorts of different channels. So I've got X plugged in, I have YouTube plugged in, and I have Zap.stream supposedly plugged in. And so I've got all three of them. I said go live with that, and it told me that I was going live. But apparently Zap.stream didn't work. And I also need a name right now. It's just called Live with Restream. I need to name that next time before I go live, so then I can have better titles on everything. Okay, but we currently have 6 people on X. Sweet. And then on YouTube, let me pull that up. Okay, I've got 1 person watching on YouTube. Yeah, so we have chat on both YouTube and X. So if you want to participate and talk to me, ask questions, make suggestions, whatever you want to do, I'm watching the chats now. I've got them open. Last week I couldn't see them, so now I can. Feel free to hit me up there, and you can help guide. Oh wow, 101 views. Is that live people? We might have 101 people watching now. Welcome everybody. All right, let me introduce myself, and then we'll jump right in. My name is Marks. I am a co-founder of a company. We do private and confidential AI called Maple AI. You can go to trymaple.ai and use it for free. And then that is built on a platform called OpenSecret. OpenSecret is our other product, and that helps developers build their own tools with private end-to-end. That way the developer is protected from having the liability of everybody's personal data, but then the users are protected from the developer, from advertisers, from governments, from hackers that might get into the back end. So that's what I do for my day job. But I am a big freaking tech geek. I love trying out all the different tools that are available. And so I have decided that on a weekly basis, I'm going to hop on here and try out one new tool. This is called Freedom Tech Weekend. We broadcast on Fridays. We're going to try out a tool, and then you can hopefully play with this tool over the weekend when you have some free time. And bit by bit, every week, we're going to try and help people to decouple themselves from these proprietary systems that we've all just casually walked into and potentially walked ourselves into, all in the name of convenience. So that's really what the big trade-off has been. We have given up our convenience. Sorry, we've given up our privacy in order to have convenience and really easy to use tools. But the tools and the technology have advanced sufficiently now to where we don't need to give up our privacy all the time in order to have it. There's a lot that we have on your local device or in the cloud using things like your enclaves, which is what we work with today. Okay. So today, without further ado, we are showing off a tool called Goose. Goose is made by the people at Block. Block is the company behind Square, Cash App, other great tools like that. So this is a tool that is focused on AI, but not just AI, but really bringing together lots of tools and allowing it to. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen, and we'll start talking about it and going through it here. Let's pop over into Restream. There it is. All right. And this is the scariest part, right? Where I'm going to show my entire screen because I need to use multiple tools, so I can't just share a window. So let's share this screen here. Boom. All right. Got my sweet little Freedom Tech Weekend background in there. That's a new addition for this week. You're going to watch, if you are here streaming with us live week to week, you are going to watch as my streaming game gets elevated, and you can help me build it up because right now it really sucks. Okay. I'm just checking to make sure everything's looking good here. What are we up to on YouTube? We're up to. I can't see anymore on YouTube. Oh, one. But we have 367 people. Nice. If that's accurate. Dope. Okay. Let's go. So here we are. This is Goose. And as always, I've got Maple open here on the side, just in case anybody asks questions as we're going through this. But we've got Goose here. This is the website. So Goose is an on-machine AI agent that automates engineering tasks. What the hell does that mean? So this is a tool that runs locally on your computer. You can download it as an app, or you can run it as a command line. Now, let's go to the page here. If you want to use the command line interface, it can run on all sorts of systems, Mac OS, Windows. If you want to have an easy to use, they only support Apple Mac OS Silicon, which would be Apple Silicon, or on Intel. We're going to use the desktop version today because I am on a Mac, and so we'll be able to like have a visual thing as we walk through it. But have no fear, you can use the command line interface on all your systems. This means that you can run it in the server if you wanted to in your own personal cloud. I haven't looked yet to see if this is available on things like Start 9, but that would be cool if Start 9 and Umbral were able to run Goose and you could have a server always running many things for you. So AI agents, if you aren't familiar with those, AI agents are specific tools that know how to do things, and an AI can kind of not teach them. So most of the AI that people currently interact with, like Maple, is just more of a general AI chat where I can talk to it and it tries to talk back to me as a human and we can have a conversation back and forth. But an agent knows how to do a specific thing, like it can order food or it can pay for a domain name or all sorts of things. It knows how to do math really well, whereas general AI kind of struggles with math, right? Like tell me, help me out with my math. What is 25 times 10? This might get it right. Sometimes it really messes up on this. Okay, hey, look at that. I got it correct. Way to go. You'll be surprised how many times AI is not right. And that's just because this is a prediction model. It's just trying to predict what is like the thing that you're going to expect. So if you get more complicated, it can mess up and they can be like, no, that's wrong. You did this. I was like, oh yeah, sorry, my bad. But AI agents, this can like say, no, I have a specific tool that I want to use that is really good at math. It's deterministic really well. And so Goose can help with that. So Goose can take your general purpose AI and then grab all these different tools that you work with and put them together. And then it is using something called MCP. Let's scroll through here. So it's open source, runs locally, extensible. That's where the MCP stuff comes in, which we'll talk about in a second. But basically, people can build different extensions that plug in Goose and bring them together. And then autonomous. Goose independently handles complex tasks from debugging to deployment, freeing you to focus on what matters most. What does matter most to you? Family, friends, outside in the sun. Okay. Let's really quick talk about MCP. Maybe you've seen this a lot. People flip the letters around. Sometimes they call it MPC. But really, Model Context Protocol. This is something that was put out there by the people who make Claude. So Anthropic. Go down to the bottom here. Kind of buried their name. There we go. Project run by Anthropic. So they're the creators of Claude. But they have tried to really set this up as a standard that can hopefully run more independent of them, which is why they've buried their name a bit in the process. But Model Context Protocol is a way for AI agents to talk to each other and for tools to be able to integrate in with them. So for example, Supabase, which is a popular Postgres backend. They have released an MCP tool that interacts with your database. So in theory, you could have your AI start inspecting your Postgres database and interacting with it, which like sounds really cool and also super scary. That's pretty cutting edge. I don't know that I want AI in there right now mucking around with my tables and dropping tables, but You could give it read-only access and maybe give it a replica of your database. And so that way it's not going to accidentally take down your database by querying it too much or something. These are all very cutting edge things going on right now. So if you're playing with these tools, try them out on test data, try them out on a replica of your data first, make sure that it's working well before just like totally dabbling into it and being like, AI, you know, take the wheel, handle my backend for me. But you can see where over time, you know, we get familiar with these tools and we build safeguards around them and checks and balances around them, they could become very powerful in augmenting your workflow and helping you out. Okay, so that's a bit about MCP. You can learn about it more if you want to go to modelcontextprotocol.io. They've got great flowcharts, lots of good beginner stuff here. So we can install Goose. I already did. Let me just launch Goose. It's already running. You saw them, and here's some stuff that I'll play around with. I want to get a fresh thing here. Okay. Let me just quit and relaunch it. Be completely frank and open right now. When I first started playing around with the Goose for this stream, I try to prepare, you know, the day or so ahead, I'll play around with the tool. Maybe I'll give myself more time to play with it, but I had an idea in my mind of something I wanted to accomplish, and I have not been able to accomplish that yet with Goose, but I know that I can. I just haven't figured out how to get it to do it. So I can try out some things here, and there's so much of this. I just wasn't able to get my specific task to that. Okay, so here we are. We're inside Goose, and it immediately provides some prompts. And so I can just click on these, and boom, I get a flow query. What the heck's going on with that? Well, it's trying to run a local model that I actually don't have on my system because I installed a different one. You know, I wish that I could get this back into the basic state of what it was in when I first started. That I kind of reset it completely. But what you do is when you first launch it, it asks like, hey, what models do you want to use? And it can work with ChatGPT. You can give it your ChatGPT API key. You can give it a Gemini API key. I didn't want to use any of those services. I just wanted to use something running locally on my computer. So it defaults to Qwen 2.5, which I don't have running on my computer, but I have Llama 3.2. And that is running through the app Ollama, which I had to install as well. You install Ollama, and then I'll be able to download Llama 3.2. So I'm going to put that on. And that's what I'm using now. So let's ask our question. What can you do? Now it's working on it. It's using Llama 3.2. And this is running locally. It's not going out to any servers. It's not sharing my information. OK, so it's saying new developer documentation. Well, that wasn't helpful. Thanks, Goose. Let's do a new window. Oh, shoot. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Okay, well, I currently have a working directory, right? So let's say list files in my working directory. Switch over to Llama and let's ask that again. Okay. So it's listing files in my working directory. Whew, I'm striking out right now with this. Okay, let me just try list. Man, it thinks that it's just hallucinating. Okay, like I told you, AI is early. My goodness. This is my current working directory. You can see it right here. I have a project that I've been working on with support emails. These are fictitious support emails. I went into Maple and I had Maple generate a whole bunch of fake support emails that I received. And I was gonna have Goose read those emails and then overwrite them and say, these emails are positive, these ones are negative, and what are the categories? What are things that people are struggling with the most? And then what I would love to do is if I could just have this running all the time, then as new support emails come in, they automatically get categorized and put into some spreadsheet, maybe eventually put into a database. But they help me to know and just keep a pulse on what's going on with our users, what they like, what they dislike. What problems they're having. Not that I was going to try and solve with Goose here, but it's giving me some difficulties. So let's do a new window. Here's something that I did get working that was pretty cool. So let's talk about extensions. Let's come in here back to the Chrome here. So Goose has different extensions that you can use. It starts with the developer stuff. These are built in. So it's supposed to be a developer tool for helping you to code, helping you do all sorts of things. As you can see, it's having difficulty listing the current working directory that it's in. So I don't know what's going on with that, but that's the first thing. Then you also have computer controller. This can be super powerful, and this is also built in, but it can, like it says, control your computer and go browse websites for you, scrape websites. This is something that Claude and others have introduced, but there are obviously concerns with just letting Claude have access to your computer and control it. So this is nice because it's running locally. You could run a like little snitch to make sure that it's not phoning home and doing various things. But this you could use to set up and automate the QA process. You could put it in the CI/CD pipeline and say, you know, whenever a code change happens and a PR is submitted, then I want you to go through and use computer controller to run through these tests and try out my tool. It's got memory, so you can have it persist information, which is nice. Built-in IDE stuff with JetBrains, obviously Git. The Figma stuff is pretty cool. So now you can take Figma. Figma has MCP. So you can have your designer design up an interface in Figma, and then you can use MCP to throw that into Cursor or throw that into your AI tool that you're running locally, and it can actually build you a prototype or build, maybe not even a prototype, maybe it's something you deploy, but it can write the code of what that makes the interface for that mockup. PDF readers, this is massive. Because sometimes people have really long PDFs and they'll try and like copy and paste the contents in Maple and it's super long. And that's fine. You're just using compute credits really quick. If you're okay using a less powered AI on your local computer, then you can take a PDF reader, bring it in, and have it work right here on your computer. And then VS Code integration. There are more extensions than this. There's a YouTube one, which I don't get why they're. Hey, Block, if anybody from Block is watching, like, there are so many more extensions out there than what is available on the website, and it's kind of difficult. Like, I don't remember how I found the YouTube one, but I found it, and it would be nice if it was on here, but it's not. And then they have lots of docs. So you can come in here, they have lots of tutorials and guides, right? So here's how you can integrate it into your CI/CD pipeline. You can create a whole workflow. It's a very powerful tool. I'm barely scratching the surface most because I want to introduce you all to it. And again, the goal of Freedom Tech Weekend is not to be a step-by-step tutorial of how to use this tool. It is, here's an introduction to the tool. And hopefully I give you enough that you can say, oh my goodness, I can see how this could help me in my specific case. I'm gonna go play around with it this weekend. And maybe you show up on Monday for work and you're like, boom, check out the new thing that I got. Or you just do it for fun on your own. Okay, here we go. This is probably where I found it. So people are publishing MCP tools on GitHub, and then you can bring those in. So there's more than what's available here, obviously. And you have to look at the GitHub user, look at the code, make sure you trust what they're doing. They're not sending it off to the CCP or something like that. Okay. So I actually have already put the YouTube one in. So I'm going to grab a YouTube video. I'm going to grab one of my own YouTube videos because why not? So I made a video. Open. There it is. How many tabs? feel like. Okay, so I made this video. I'm going to pull up right here. This is a video about Maple to help you study for philosophy thinking, whether it's at the university or it is in education. So let's say that I have this video, it's 13 minutes long, but I would like to make a blog post about this, and I want to like listen to my video then write a blog post about it. I'm going to go into Goose, and I'm just going to tell it, grab transcript from this YouTube video, write a blog post. And again, like I said on other things, AI is much more powerful when you get all the details, when you tell it really what you want, instead of just being vague. Because if you're vague, you're just going to get kind of those vague things, and that's really what you're looking for. So be more specific. I want it to be 3 to 5 minute read time, and please give step by step instructions. Make it like a how to post. And I usually copy my prompt, and I can switch back to comma. There we go. Goose is working on it. It has notifications, which I'm not turned off right now. But it'll pop up notifications. If you're doing the task that's going to take a long time, like taking many, many minutes, then it will do that. And then let you know when it's done. Okay. So something is not enabled here. I had this working before. YouTube transcript is turned on. Parameters, so video. You can create a blog post and mark it for me. I did not make it, not say that. This worked for me earlier. So let me go to my history. History somewhere. Session history. Okay, so that's what we just did. Storing conversation capabilities. Let's see. So you can see that I was preparing something earlier. Now you can hear them. Okay. That's not the one. Hey, all right. Okay, I found it. So this is what we're going to end on today because we're almost at time already. These streams are supposed to be 30 minutes long, but here you go. So I got it working at one point. This is a new tool. It's a powerful tool. It obviously needs special configurations apparently to get it to work well every time. But you're probably smarter than I am. And so maybe I've just helped you scratch the surface and you can get and do this. But what I did here is I put the transcript I was not very specific on what I was looking for, and so the output was kind of new. But if I got more specific, I would get better. So I gave it the YouTube video URL. It used that tool. So it used a different, it used an MCP capable tool that knows how to go talk to YouTube, and it grabbed the transcript. So I didn't have to give it the URL for the transcript. I didn't have to copy and paste any text. I just said, oh, there's this cool video out here. Boom, put that in there. And then it used my local Llama model and wrote a blog post, taking the content of that video. And then I could easily iterate off of this from here. I could fine tune it, I could tailor it. You could use this if you are, if there are other YouTube videos out there that are really long on specific educational topics or technical topic, and you want to digest that information, you can have this write up summaries for you. You can have it. Maybe you're writing your own blog about specific topics. You can go grab information from videos and have it create like a base blog post for you on that topic that you could then build from. You could stick it over into your other tools and go from there. But it's pretty cool. There's a lot of really cool things you can do with this. I'm gonna leave us there on that. Excuse me. What did we get up to here? Different systems. So got up to almost 1,000 people on next. That's awesome. YouTube, we're still at one. That's cool. That one is pretty good to me. But thanks for joining today for Freedom Tech Weekend. Again, my name is Marx. You can find me on X, Marx_FTW, Freedom Tech Weekend. And I'm also over on Noster, Marx@primal.net. We'll be back here every week at 1530 UTC to talk about another Freedom Tech tool. If you have ideas for tools that you want to explore, just go to message me on X or on Noster and give me an idea. I'll dig into it. And ask questions as well, and we can go through that. I have not picked a tool yet for next week because there's a few on my mind that I want to explore. So I'll try and get that posted later on so you can know what to expect. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Hope you have a great weekend. Go out there and play some Freedom Tech tools.